It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, what a better time to talk to the county treasurer is right after tax statements go out. I mean, you know, let's be honest here. Marshall County Treasurer Jared Heil joins us. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I had to dodge lots of people throwing like tomatoes at me on my way here.
Was that right?
Yeah. So I got to be careful when I go out after those tax statements go out in the mail.
There's a line there, but I'm not even going to go there since we're on radio. You know, but anyway. So what's up with that? I mean, my property tax statement, it went up. What's up with that?
It went up, you know, a lot. it's kind of a trend that we've been seeing.
Have we been seeing that over the years?
We have. And so we got those sent out. They hit the mailboxes last week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can come in and pay. And what we saw as a whole, we're collecting $62.7 million, which is up 3.13% from last year. So not a catastrophic increase. Last year, we saw a significantly higher amount increase in there. But this is a moderate increase I think people are a little bit more comfortable with. But no one is ever fully comfortable with taxes and increases. But it's the necessity of what we do.
Yeah, I just got curious. I've got to ask the smart aleck question. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, Jarrett, thank you for raising my taxes?
No, that has not happened. But we do get some people that come in and say, hey, I'm happy to pay.
Yeah,
because these are the services for me and my community, and you do get that. And you get some people that want to make sure they get that on the record to let us know that they're happy and thankful to pay. And we get a lot of people that tell us that they're really not thankful to pay. And
well,
in some
yeah.
ways nice, some ways not so much. But, you know, we try to have as much fun with that in my office because, you know, we do tax collections and motor vehicle registrations.
Right.
Two things nobody loves to do. So what do? We try to have fun with it. We try to give a good experience to our customers. And ultimately what we're trying to do is restore trust, build trust even more within local government. Mm-hmm. And we're the people's liaison between them and the Department of Revenue, Department of Transportation, and the Code of Iowa so that we can be their advocates. So that's what we do.
So does anyone in your office, here's another smart aleck question. Anybody in your office goes, oh, the state's at it again. Oh, I'm glad the state's at it again. Does it go up the ladder a little bit,
it does,
I guess is what I'm asking.
It does go up the ladder, and you know, we see it in every area here, and that's why you see it at the bottom of the property tax statement. And you're seeing the amounts of what you're paying and, mm-hmm. and whether they went up from the year before, went down from the year before, and your specific portions. And so when that's all laid out there, then it pinpoints of what's going on. So, and you have a couple things that are going on, obviously. So you have assessment values can go up that can lead to your taxes go up. And then you can also have the taxing authorities asking for more money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the combination of that is what really leads to what you see when your taxes go up or down.
And then one of the most recent examples of that was the bond issue that was passed for Marshalltown Community College. And now you're seeing where that money is going because they're doing that parking lot. That's an obvious thing that folks see when they go by. But there's also some other improvements that will eventually, the hope is, help the tax base because they'll have some more students there and be able to train more students to be in the workforce here in the county. So, you know, it's a little bit of an endless circle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And looking at Iowa Valley Community College and what they did with that bond package, you know, last year was the first time that came on that the taxpayers were paying it, and they're like, mm-hmm. holy smokes, my portion to the college about doubled. And so we received a lot of inquiries on that, and I went and reviewed the last 10 years of what was going on at the college, and it's really remarkable mm-hmm. on how fiscally prudent they were in those past 10 years leading up to this. What they're asking from the taxpayers today is $8.9 million. And you're looking at 10 years ago was $7.7 million.
Yeah.
That's an average of 1.5% increase a year in those 10 years. But in that 10-year time period, what happened was they were preparing for this.
Mm-hmm.
And as their different bonds were rolling off, they only asked $4.27 million in 1920. So they had reduced it all the way down to that to then boost it back up. So that big increase you saw in that 1 year last year, and some of that came on again this year, it appears. That increase is as it seemed huge in that year time frame. It really, from 10 years ago, you're talking 1.5% as an average per year. So what they did was, I think, was very smart. They're making that investment into the future while being fiscally wise on their debt financing. And, you know, no better time to borrow now than when the rates are completely in the tank as a guy who does the investing for the county. But it's really remarkable how they did that. And so instead of everyone saying, oh, man, my taxes really went up from the college. Well, if you look at the full picture of the last decade, they've done a remarkable job.
As the county treasurer, and you think back to 3 years ago before the tornado, and then you look at everything that has happened since then, are we as a county still pretty financially decent? I don't know if there's a better way to put it. I mean, you know, we're not rolling in dough and all that, and we can't do everything that we want to do. I get that. But considering everything that we've gone through, because I know there was a lot of heartburn about what are going to happen to property taxes and this and that and the other, tornado, derecho, we've survived pretty well.
We've done fairly well. And you know, that was a big hit. There was big concerns of that hit from the value, and there still could be some of that, those effects that we're seeing. But also what we're seeing right now is I think Marshalltown is in an excellent position to grow. A lot of rebuild and hopefully building for the better. And I'm excited with the opportunity here in Marshalltown to grow. With the bad comes the good, and with a terrible tornado and derecho that came through here, it also opened the doors of making our downtown better and making it a place to grow. And we get that growth. That key piece is we get growth, that new value, then what it does is it should spread out and even taxes out, or maybe have them decrease if you get growth. So I love that there's that aggressive plan out there to increase Marshalltown in size. And in doing that, you're going to get that growth, which spreads it out, and we will hopefully see a decline in taxes if that happens. But those are the types of goals we need to be looking at as the tornado and derecho basically open the door of potential opportunity. And I think we got a good new economic development or the chamber director in there that's really going to put forward to try to make these things happen. So there's a lot of things in place. It just takes time and takes careful planning from all of our leaders to make it happen.
How difficult is it as a county treasurer and within the governmental body that is Marshall County to really be able to look at it? You know, I guess the popular phrase, you know, from 30,000 square feet, you know, you look down, you look at the big picture, you look at the city, because, you know, you have some of the rest of us who, you know, I mean, you know, the information flies by, for instance. Oh, we lost a little bit of population from 2010 to 2020. How can we keep growing when we keep losing population? Well, you want to start with the tornado, because that probably chased a few folks out, just because of that's the nature of the beast. So how do you formulate that as you look ahead? Because I think that's a nuance that those of us not in the political system maybe don't grasp.
Yeah, it's you're always looking at the big picture when you're in these roles, and as treasurer, we're looking at vehicles, obviously, that we're bringing in and doing the registering, titling, and the collection of taxes and dispersing it out. So that's the main key part of what I do. And, you know, we do the investments of the county as well, and we're obviously in tune to all what's going on within the county. And you know, you see the different struggles that are happening in different areas of our community and the different positives. And kind of reverting back to what I said before, really the hopes is to get some growth out of any of this, because the growth is that key to financial stability with the county, with the city, and our schools moving forward. So, but it's a lot of moving parts. It's a lot of moving parts, and we're just hopeful that we can just continue to see some growth out of that.
What was the question? I had this great question that I was just going to ask you, and then I was listening to you, and I forgot it. You talked about the investments at the county, and you know, and we've had you on talking about the investments and how we're doing, and you mentioned the fact that, you know, interest rates are basically in the tank. You can invest in a lot of things, but you're not going to get a lot of investment. Has the fact that the stock market has continued to be so strong kind of offset that as you look at things? I mean, is that an approach maybe we need to look at individually? We're going, well, we're not getting much interest, but look at the price of the stocks and that now.
Well, as a county, we can't invest in the stock market, but it's right. It's a great indicator, yes, of watching the economy. We're watching the economy of what's all going on.
Thank you
on.
For correcting me on that. I know that.
Yes, and so it's important the public knows that, though. Hey, we're not going to just go, oh, check out that stock market and see what we can do for the county.
Have I got a penny stock for the county?
You know? Yep. But, you know, you're seeing mutual funds. They're doing great out there. So for individual investments, there's a lot of good out there. But you know, there's a lot of fears out there. Is there a bubble getting ready to pop? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we don't know. We're keeping an eye on the inflation that's out there. We're watching the economy. We're watching what's happening overseas. There's just the word uncertainty comes into play. When that uncertainty comes into play, you're not going to see a lot of movement. But it's amazing how the stock market has been kind of the outlier of everything going on. So my advice to anyone that's doing any investments, diversify. You know, just play it safe and do that diversification. But as a county, as we're looking at our investments that we do mostly in CDs, money markets. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing any trend that's showing us we're going to see any movement going up in any of the foreseeable future. Basically, with all that instability, we need to see true growth happening in our economy, not just money pumped in by the government. When you're starting to see the entrepreneurship engine cooking, that's when you're going to start seeing that true growth that will create the rates to go up and us bring some more money in.
And as you mentioned, you're a proponent of the fact that we have everything in place to be able to see some of that entrepreneurial activity. I don't want to say it's never left Marshalltown, but to pop here in Marshalltown again after however long it's been, because kind of been riding the wave a little bit, I think. But now we've got some things in place from your point of view that says, hey, we've got a chance to make that move.
Absolutely. And it's interesting looking at the kind of the history of Marshalltown. You know, when manufacturing was just booming this town. I mean, it was unbelievable what was going on in Marshalltown. The global economy's changed and things shifted here, and we are coming out of that. And I think we're realizing that we're not necessarily the manufacturing town we once were. But engineering has taken off in this community, and the startups of like MechDyne is those are the kind of things I think we can bring the growth to here. Is what you're seeing with Emerson, the engineering, those will bring those kind of jobs here that can really make us grow, get the housing going. All those challenges we have here can be taken care of with growth, and it starts with those jobs. So we're hoping we can get that market here. And those are the exciting things I'm hoping to see, and ultimately we'll see the results on the tax statements.
And in the meantime, pay your taxes.
That's right. You can pay them up September 30th is the deadline. We're still in Great Western Bank on the second floor, 8 to 4:30, or you can send it in the mail to us, 1 East Main Street.
All righty. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for the chat, Jerry.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon. Our county treasurer here in Marshall County, Jared Heil, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.